The campus is very different today. As a response to the coronavirus, we have encouraged students to stay away.
Speaking Monday at President's Hall, an on-campus housing center, President Martha Saunders gave an update on what's going on, minus the students, who will remain off campus for at least two more weeks to March 30th. She says they're taking COVID-19 very seriously.
Yet we're still in business, and our job is to teach college, and our job is to provide high-quality education, and we have found a way to do that.
Instead of the usual in-house instruction, all courses have shifted to online. One of the advantages of such instruction, she says, is its flexibility.
There is an opportunity, actually a generous opportunity, for one-on-one chats with the faculty members. Lots of room for tutoring. If students have any needs or any questions, they can either ask through the course or they can go to their advisors or the folks in student affairs.
Saunders also had a message for the students during this unusual time.
I would ask them to certainly stay focused on their studies. That's why you're here. This is not an extension of spring break. We're back to business. It's just business is being done a little bit differently. We're going to finish this semester, and we want them to be with us when we do.
But not all students left for the break. There remain about 200 who need to be on campus for a variety of reasons.
Some of them have jobs on campus. Some of them have jobs in the community that they need to see to. And some of them really cannot get home at this time. And so our housing and residence life has been really good about accommodating these students' needs.
For the students and for everyone else on campus, Saunders says she's broken her own anti-poster policy and placed them across campus, reminding everyone to be careful about COVID-19.
We have put social distancing advice and just the basic protocols that we're hearing from the CDC. Stay 6 feet away from people. Don't shake hands. Don't hug. Use a Kleenex if you have to sneeze or cough. Throw that Kleenex away. Wash your hands.
Well, it certainly has been an interesting turn in the semester, I'll say that.
Dan Clark is a freshman at UWF and is in ROTC.
It has been interesting to see the transition. However, with the fluidity that staff has approached it, with the consistent notification that we have on any sudden changes, and there have been a lot of abrupt changes, it really hasn't shifted anything too much. The hallways are just more empty.
I'm in Martin Hall, and having less students around is really weird as a resident assistant.
Senior Virginia Morrison says two challenges as an RA are helping other students develop their own plans of action and answering the same questions from them that she herself is asking.
Not having the same role in the hall as I normally do, finding a way to do things in order to get paid. Also, I'm an auditory learner, so having classes online is going to be a little bit of a struggle because I'm used to having that in-person assistance.
And there could be other disruptions in the remainder of the school year, complements of coronavirus. Two of those that could be affected, says UWF President Martha Saunders, are finals and graduation day in May.
Commencement falls into that 60-day period that the CDC has asked us not to have more than 50 people around. So we'll be making a decision on commencement very shortly. We're consulting with the students to get some of their thoughts on a delayed commencement or how they would feel about that.
Meanwhile, Escambia County has its first confirmed case of the coronavirus, according to the Florida Department of Health. The man, otherwise unidentified, had been traveling. The Escambia County Emergency Operations Center is opening this morning at level 2 activation because of COVID-19. The county issued an emergency declaration on Monday. Level 2 is a partial activation which includes essential emergency support functions related to this type of incident for response and recovery. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.